When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about when a narcissist or a toxic person asks you for space or tells you they need time to fix themselves, and they're just not, you know, they don't want to break up. They're just not ready for a relationship right now, but they want to keep you in their life. Then things like that. I just need some space to determine like what I really, really want to do. Let me go ahead and preface this, y'all. Just because a person asks you for space does not make them a narcissist. I know people are going to jump in the comment section. Well, Lee, I asked for space because I really needed it. Blah, blah, blah. I get that. This intent, y'all, intent matters. Let me spell it out for you. I-N-T-E-N-T. Intent matters. You know what that means? Yeah. Intent matters 100%, y'all. Because if you're dealing with it, when a narcissist, like your intention, when you ask a narcissistic person, a toxic person, or your partner, whoever, when you ask them for space, you are really needing time to make the decision, like what you want to do in a relationship. When a narcissist or a toxic person asks you for space, they're looking to fill that space with someone else. They're looking to see if this new relationship dynamic or new supply or whatever is going to work out for them before fully committing to leaving you alone. They want to keep you in the, we're better as friends right now, but still act and behave like you're in a relationship. They'll tell you that you're better as friends. Like, y'all, we work so much better as friends and blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. But they still trying to sleep with you. They're still trying to take you out. They're still trying to do every single thing, but they don't allow you to do the same thing. They go out here, they go on dates with other people, they're doing all this other stuff, but they get angry and try to hold you hostage in the situation. When they ask you for space, they are looking to fill that space with someone else. When they say, I'm not really ready for a relationship, but we can still be friends and do our thing, they are looking to date other people or to see other people. Their intent is to get like, yeah, this might hurt people's feelings right here, y'all. I have to say it. No one person is going to be enough for a narcissistic person. It doesn't work that way, y'all. Whatever supply, whatever validation that narcissistic person is getting from you typically is going to run out sooner or later. You see what I'm saying? Whatever supply that they are getting from you is going to run out sooner or later. And it really has nothing to do with you. It has very little to do with you. It's just like, it just runs out. You can't pour into them forever. You see what I'm saying? Sooner or later, they're going to look at you differently. Sooner or later, they're going to start to devalue you and treat you differently and behave differently around you. Sooner or later, they're going to start treating you like you are worth less to them. Not worthless, but worth less. Some of them will treat you like you're worthless, like one word, but some of them will treat you like you're worth less. Two words. The difference between worthless and worthless. You see what I'm saying? Worthless means you have no worth. There's nothing associated with you. Worthless means you're less valuable than you were before. You're worth less than where you were before. You know what I mean? So you have to deal with the dynamic, y'all. When they ask you for space or they're like, hey, I need to work on myself. Hey, I don't really know what I want. I'm with my feelings are all over the place and I don't know what I want and what I really want and what we can be. I love you so much and it's weird that we're in this space right now, but I just need some time to think for myself. Whole time, the time that they're thinking for them, the whole time that they're using for themselves, they're using to try to find somebody else. And if they fail at finding somebody else, guess what happens? They keep you on the hook. They keep you around. They might actually start love bombing you and behaving like you're still in a relationship dynamic with them. You know what I mean? But they don't want the commitment to you. Hey, can we? Hey, my family's coming over. You want to do it? No, we're just friends. Like, you can do it on your own. I'm just telling you, they can be extremely, the double standards exist, y'all. They can be extremely possessive over you and treat you a certain type of way. But the same doesn't apply for them. You mean the same dynamic, the same mindset, the same mood does not apply to them. It just doesn't work that way. I know about a lot of people, you want it to work that way. You would love if it worked that way, but it just doesn't work that way when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people, y'all. It just doesn't. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. Like, well, Lee, I don't want to hear that. Yeah, look, y'all, why are you on the channel then if they're self-aware narcissists? I'm just telling you how narcissistic people think. Not every narcissist is going to think the same way. Some of them will ask you for space and leave you, just completely leave you. They don't, you know, they just break it with you easily. They just ghost you and stuff like that. They ask you for space and they turn into a ghost. You know what I mean? So that happens quite a bit when you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people. But you yourself have to prepare for that. That's why I tell people, y'all, like, you have to prepare for it. You have to. Because if you don't, you're going to be in for a wild ride. You just are. You know what I mean? You'll be in for a wild ride. You're going to be annoyed. It's going to get on your nerves. You're going to be in for it. So you have to prepare yourself. Because if you don't, I'm just telling you, this how it goes. Mindset-wise, narcissistic people are just going to take advantage of you. If they ask you for space and they're not really, look, they ask, I just need some time to work things out in my mind. I need some time. It's asking for space or time. When they ask you for time, like, I just need some time to work stuff out, work things out in my mind, and what I really want to do, or what I'm really thinking, or what I really want, what my purpose on earth is. If they ask you for time, you notice they never put a specific timetable on it. How much time do you need? I don't really know. Just give me some time. That means that they're going to string you along for an indeterminate amount of time. That means it could be a week, could be a year, could be 10 years. Do you want to be strung along for 10 years? Some of you watching the video already have been. You see what I'm saying? But now that you have the knowledge in front of you, what are you going to do with the knowledge? Knowledge is not power, y'all. Tony Robbins said, knowledge is not power. It's the application or the use of knowledge that gives you power. You can know a lot of stuff and not take action. So knowledge is not power. It's the use, the application of that knowledge that gives you power, that is powerful. Knowledge is like, having knowledge is just like power on ice. It's like a fireball. It's like a fireball with an ice cube around it, with a big ass ice cube around it. The fireball can't do anything. I know it doesn't make sense, but that's the best analogy I got right now. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? But it's just like knowledge on ice. What are you going to do with it? They ask you for space. I need some space. I ask you for time. And then you see them talking to other people or entertaining other people. They're going to say, hey, look, I told you I needed some space to see what I wanted to do. You can go do the same thing. Nobody's holding you back. You don't have to do, but they're not going to want you to do the same thing. They will tell you to do the same thing, but will absolutely 100% not want you to do the same thing. I promise you, that's not how it works in narcissistic people's brain. They will give you an out, but not expect you to take it. They will ask you to do something, but not expect you to do it. You know what I mean? So you yourself have to empower you yourself, or you're going to be in for a ride. You know what I mean? Because they're not going to empower. I feel like so many people wait around for narcissistic people to change. Like, what do I got to do to get them to change, y'all? What about changing yourself and how you view this person, how you look at this person? Y'all are so adamant about wanting the narcissist to change. Well, how do we fill that space up? I don't want to give them space. I love them so much. We have this. Y'all, the only thing you can do is work on you. Control what you can control. Because that narcissistic person, I'm just telling you, they're going to want you to sit there and wait on them to come back into the relationship. They're going to want you to sit there. I promise. They're not going to want you to come back. They're not going to want you to go out there and date and move on. Oh, you actually went on a date? What are you doing? I didn't say you could go on a date. I know I went on 5 dates, but you got anything you would do on a date? You cheated on me. They'll cry, beg, please, snot come out their nose, farting everywhere. I'm just telling you, y'all, if they're asking you for space or time or whatever, ask yourself, what does this really mean? Are they trying to fill this space with someone else? Because if you ask them, hey, is there someone else? They're gonna categorically deny it. No, there is no one else. Watch how they say it, first of all. Why would you say that? Why would you even ask me that? I just need some space. See, that's why I need space and time from you right there, because you ask questions like that. There is no one else. Whole time there is. Come to find out there is. They wanted to make sure that their new supply was secured before they cut you off, before they left you, before they completely dismissed themselves from your life. You see what I'm saying? But again, you have to empower yourself, because that narcissistic person is not going to empower you. Why would they, y'all? Why would they empower you? Why would they empower you? Why would they give you these keys to the car when they like to drive? You know, narcissistic people do not like being passengers. They like to be in control. They like to fly the plane. You know what I mean? Speaking of flying the plane, I'll be in Sydney, Australia in the next couple of days. Tuesday, March the 14th, my first day there, 7 a.m. Opera Bar. And somebody said Circular Quay, whatever the name of it is. I'll be there, 4 p.m. But anyways, y'all, this is how it goes, though, y'all. If they're asking you for space or time, they're typically using that space or time to try to find somebody to replace you with. Especially, like I said, well, can they come back? Yeah, they might come back. If whatever they have going on doesn't work out, they probably will come back to you. Thank you for giving me so much space and some time. I had worked on myself, and I'm a better person because I slept with 15 people while we were not together. I'm good now. You gave me that space, and I respect you for that. And no, I didn't use protection. And no, I'm not going to go get checked up. You got to take me for who I am. And some of you will take them for who they are. You see what I'm saying? You have to empower yourself. Again, y'all, I'm just telling you, if you don't empower yourself, that narcissistic person is not going to empower you. It just doesn't work that way. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. In conclusion, if they ask you for space or they ask you for time, they're looking to fill that space or that time. They're looking to fill that space or fill that time with somebody else. Anyway, y'all, check out the self-love journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal. It just helps you regain that self-love during, before, or after a toxic relationship. Before is crazy, but yeah, before. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace.